Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line on the Metro News Radio Network.
Do not attempt to change the station. You are surrounded.
We interrupt this program to bring you an emergency news bulletin. Repeat, this is an emergency bulletin. Keep your radio turned on.
Holy smoke.
From the studios of the West Virginia Radio Corporation
and the Metro News Radio Network,
the voice of West Virginia, comes the most powerful radio show in West Virginia. This is Metro News Talk Line with Hoppy Kirchival.
Check set line up, Langley. Activated Telos telephone. Switch network control from Charleston to Morgantown.
Stand by. Cue Hoppy. You're on.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk Line on the Metro News Radio Network in and around the great state of West Virginia. Hoppy Kirchival with you, J.R. Falls, our producer, Patrick Reinhardt, handling the video stream. Let's get right to it. Yet last week, we talked about this story at length. A Wood County man arrested and charged with threatening to commit a terrorist act for allegedly plotting to overthrow West Virginia state government by targeting the state capitol, state police headquarters, the Kanawha County Sheriff's Department, and the West Virginia National Guard facilities in Kanawha County. The criminal complaint against 39-year-old Thomas David Deegan of Mineral Wells included these rather chilling allegations. Deegan solicited accomplices to remove multiple West Virginia government leaders from office, including Governor Tomlin. He gave instructions on how to control areas around the state capitol, adding that any resistance from police or military personnel should be met with gunfire if necessary. Quote, "If you see the police coming and pulling up in a vehicle, I suggest you shoot them," Deegan is quoted as saying. In the complaint said Deegan's plan was to seize control of the state last week on September 24th and turn jurisdiction over to members of the Sovereign Citizen Movement. And then, according to the complaint, Deegan believed West Virginia would become a foothold to begin a takeover for the rest of the United States. Now, earlier this year, there was an action filed in the West Virginia Supreme Court by Deegan and two other individuals, Gene Stalnecker and also Philip Hudock. Phil is from Huntington, and Phil is a head of the Constitutional Party in West Virginia. He's run for office a couple of times for Senate and for governor, and he joins us on Metro News Talk Line. Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Hoppy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. So, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, freedom is very important, and, you know, this is Mountaineers are always free state, and you're the voice of the Mountaineers, so it couldn't be better.
Well, I appreciate that, but slight corrections. I'm not the voice of the Mountaineers. That was Jack Fleming, but that's another story. But anyway, so and I know you, and I've known you for some time. I find these allegations against Deegan very disturbing. You obviously know Thomas Deegan. How long have you known him?
I've known Thomas for about 11 months.
About 11 months. What was the nature, why did you and Deegan, and you can't speak for the third individual, but what was the nature of the action that you filed with Deegan earlier this year?
Right. I do want to, you know, go over the legal action and what led up to it. And I live in Randolph County near Elkins, not Huntington, but...
I'm sorry, I meant Huttonsville, but...
Yeah.
Go ahead, okay.
Well, in the early part of 2014, I produced... let me first tell you... Our brief history of our past.
Well, let me say this: we're not going to have mm-hmm. like 10 minutes to go through the whole thing. But if
right.
you could kind of give me a synopsis of why you filed the legal action along with Deegan, essentially arguing that the government of West Virginia is not legitimate.
Right. All three of us have seen, have actually experienced that we didn't have the rule of law. Okay. Twice I took cases to the Supreme Court and won. Gene Stalnecker asked the state treasury to refund his state refund in lawful money, which they refused to do. And Thomas Deegan, I'm not sure exactly how long ago, but he was taken without a warrant and put in solitary confinement for 5 months. So we believe our rights have been abridged, okay?
Okay.
So back in the early part of 2014, I produced a DVD series called Free the Churches, okay? And because churches are not to be incorporated, that's against our Constitution. So I took this to the state attorney general, and he said he would look into it. Then on July 23, 2014, Patrick Morrissey had a town hall meeting, and just before the meeting, an attorney from his office called me and told me that the attorney general's office was putting two lawyers on that situation, that the Constitution was being abridged, okay? Now, in the meeting, I talked to Patrick Morrissey and asked him about this, and he said, we're looking into it. And my pastor was there. He asked him about the driver's license, which I had an eight-year battle with the state, and Governor Manchin accommodated us so that we didn't have to have a biometric driver's license, which was actually, it's not lawful. So, you know, we waited, and we didn't get any answer for months and months. And then on January 2015, Gene Stonecker, Pastor Mike House, Pastor Butch Paul, and I accompanied Mike's twins, and we went to the Attorney General's office.
Okay, wait, let me interrupt you, because this is going to take a long time.
I'm just about there, Hoppy.
All right,
please.
Okay.
Okay, so I talked with the Attorney General's representative in his office about unincorporated, the unconstitutional corporation of churches. Gene discussed the War Powers Act of 1933, which has suspended the West Virginia's constitution since then. And Butch talked about the rescinding of our agreement with the state for non-biometric driver's license. So nothing happened, okay? We got no response. So the next thing was legal action. And on February 24th, 2015, Gene and I went to Charleston, and we petitioned the legislatures.
We're gonna have to get to this. Seriously, we're gonna have to get to the point, or we're not gonna make it, Phil. So
right.
Go ahead.
They need to know the filings. They really do, Hoppy.
Well, no, we're not. No, we need to know. We need to know the nature. I understand it. We need to know the nature of the filings that you made with Gene Stonecker and with Thomas Deegan.
Yes.
Which was what?
We filed a grievance saying that to the Supreme Court, that we had petitioned the legislature, and we had petitioned the governor, and we had petitioned the attorney general for redress of grievances and breach of promise, because they take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And we formally accepted their oath, so therefore we had a contract with our representatives, the people who work for us, Hoppy.
No, I understand that. But your argument was that they had breached that, therefore the government of the state of West Virginia and those officials were invalid and should be removed from office.
You have the right to petition your government,
right.
And we petitioned all three branches, and then we filed a complaint.
And that complaint was dismissed, correct?
Well, that's a good question. I mean,
either was or wasn't dismissed. You may disagree with what the court does. The complaint's either dismissed or it's not dismissed, or it's acted upon.
Well, we filed our last amended complaint on September 5th, okay? And at that point, we included the justices and others, okay? Now, I have never received any official letter, call, or any communication from the state that the case has been dismissed. So how am I supposed to know it's dismissed?
Okay, but you filed this action with Thomas David Deegan, who in the complaint identifies himself as Ambassador for Heaven, Thomas David House of Deegan. You filed that along with him and along with Gene Stonecker. Let me jump ahead to a conference call that occurred, I believe, on September 14th of this month that was posted on your website until recently. In that conference call, Thomas David Deegan discusses in depth his motivation, if you will, for removing the government of West Virginia and replacing it with a sovereign citizen government. You're familiar with that conference call, correct?
Yes, I knew it, Kurt. Mm-hmm.
Were you on that conference call?
I was on it partly. I was never on it totally.
Mm-hmm. You posted that conference call on your website, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and it has since been taken down?
Yes, and I put a notice up there that all those will be restored to the website after I have explained, been able to explain first. So that people can look at it, see it in context, understand that some of the later calls were inhabited by trolls and agents, I believe.
Agent,
trying to make us look bad.
In that conference call, Deegan says specifically, because I listened to it yesterday, he says, we are at war. He says, quote, the more bodies that come to Charleston, the less likely for bloodshed. And I think he's talking about recruitment of people coming to Charleston. Deegan also is asked near the end of the conference call if the police would support the effort to change the government of West Virginia. Deegan responded, if you see the police coming and pull up in a vehicle, I suggest you shoot them. Were you on the conference call at that point?
No, I don't believe it was, but I believe if you listen to the whole thing, he's talking about you have the right to defend yourself.
So what Deegan is talking about there, what do you believe Deegan is saying?
I believe he's saying that we have that our government is in default, and they should actually resign. If they won't resign, as the Constitution, as the Declaration of Independence says, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. He's talking about the people altering or abolishing it.
Through violence?
Well, hopefully, he didn't want violence. He's always said he doesn't want anyone to get hurt. He didn't want any bloodshed. Thomas Deegan has never hurt anyone that I know of. And, you know, what was Thomas Jefferson talking about when he talked about the Tree of Liberty? You know, when the government gave us the Second Amendment, they didn't expect us to go out. It wasn't that they wanted us to shoot people. It was for you to have the defense, for you to use it if you needed it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Jefferson's quote says, you know, that the Tree of Liberty, you know, has to be defended with blood if you have to.
Phil Hudak is with us. Phil is head of the Constitution Party in West Virginia and is an can I describe you as an associate of Thomas Deegan? Friend, associate, how should I describe you?
I'm a friend and a co-complainant.
Okay. So back to this point, though, and I understand what Jefferson said, but he is asked specifically, so what was supposed to happen on the 24th? If there was not going to be any bloodshed, mm-hmm. How was this supposed to transpire on the 24th, this changeover? How was this supposed to take place?
I think basically the same thing that happened at Bundy Ranch when the federal government and the people were at odds, and the federal government realized it wasn't just one person, it was a lot of people. So there were a lot of people who were upset with the deal that had been changed with Mr. Bundy. And so the federal government left, even though they had a court order to take the property, you know, to restrict him. And then you take Kim Davis. Here's another situation where you know, you had a judge who made a ruling. Well, when the people showed up en masse, the government realized, wait a minute, we got a problem here. You know, it's our government. We are the government. We are the highest level of government.
Yeah, we the people. Did you believe that, like others seem to believe on that conference call, did you believe that if the people who were rallied by Deegan showed up in Charleston en masse on the 24th, that the people who are now in positions of authority, which you and others argue are really invalid or even quote-unquote foreign agents, that they would resign?
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that, Hoppy. I would wish. I would wish they would.
You would wish they would?
I mean, if I was doing something wrong in my teaching profession, I taught for 40 years, and I was doing something wrong, and it was really wrong, and it was pointed out to me that, you know, I was going to have to be terminated. And actually, I was terminated once, but they realized it wasn't right, and I went to the state Supreme Court and won and was reinstated. But, you know, if a person has honor, that's what they would do.
Hang on a second. We're going to come back. Phil Hudak is with us, head of the Constitution Party, West Virginia, and associate of Thomas Deegan. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Talkline presented by MVB Bank, your most valuable bank member, FDIC. Phil Hudak is with us, and he is head of the Constitution Party in West Virginia. And he, along with Thomas Deegan and Gene Stalnaker, filed an action against the state earlier this year, questioning the legitimacy of the government and for top officials to be replaced. And last week, Deegan was arrested and charged with threatening to commit a terrorist act for allegedly plotting to overthrow West Virginia state government. Phil, I know you. I mean, I don't know you real well, but I've interviewed you before. You've been on my show before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your beliefs, I think, are out there, but I've never taken you to be a violent person. I've no evidence at all of any violence. I listened to that conference call that you were on. It was posted on your site, and Deegan was suggesting some pretty serious stuff. He said, he suggested that any individuals removed from office could be tried for treason, for kidnapping, for insurrection, that executives had to be removed. He said, quote, you remember that we're at war here. He said at one point, the other two men with me will tell you they don't want to do this either. We don't want to do this. We have to do that now. Then at the end, the disturbing part where he says, if you see the police coming up in a vehicle, I would suggest you shoot them. That sounds, I don't know, Deegan, I know you a little bit. Are those the kinds of things you subscribe to?
No, I subscribe to demanding good government. I subscribe to standing up against the government if it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And, you know, governments get out of hand. Our government is out of hand, Hoppy. That's what we firmly believe.
Do you believe Deegan was out of line to suggest violence?
I think he was talking about self-defense. I think he mentioned that if you were surrounded, and that would be an assault if you're being surrounded.
Well, I think if you, let me put it to you this way, I think if a group of people had plans to remove individuals such as the governor or the attorney general and the police showed up, I don't think the argument would be that those who were planning the quote-unquote insurrection were innocent. I think they were trying to perpetuate violence on the people and that the police would be justified to respond. I think that would be the counter-argument to that.
I don't think the people at Bundy Ranch stood up to the federal forces, I don't think they were out to hurt anybody.
Well, we're not talking about Bundy Ranch. We're talking about the governor. We're talking about the attorney general. Talking about people duly elected by the people. Whether you agree with the process or not, they're duly elected by the people.
They were duly elected, right? But the government said. But the Declaration of Independence says, if government becomes destructive of these ends, in other words, if they are in default and won't do anything about it, if they're going to hide behind the law, behind their corporations, then it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
Do you think Deegan was improperly arrested then?
Actually, let me tell you why I think he was.
Okay.
A corporation is an artificial person. This is from Black's Law Dictionary. And there are two kinds of corporations. There are government and there are private. And unfortunately, our government, like the West Virginia legislature, is actually under the name Virginia West Legislature and is run out of a house on 105 Bradley Drive, Charleston, West Virginia. And that was one of the problems. Now, a corporation is a fiction. And Thomas Deegan, by the way, the court tried to get us to address them as corporations, pro se. We are not. We were never pro se. We were there.
Was Deegan properly arrested?
Well, you know, I don't believe he was. Isn't it true that the corporations only have standing over their employees?
If the state government is illegitimate, why did you file the action with the Supreme Court?
Basically, to give them a chance to return to lawful constitutional government and not hide behind corporations and fictions and take our rights.
Do you advocate a takeover of West Virginia state government?
I advocate those who are in default and dishonor to remove themselves from office.
Can I identify that as a takeover? Would that be improper to call it a takeover?
I am asking for them to resign.
Okay. And if they don't resign?
Then it's the people's duty that to restore the rule of law and restore good government.
And how would they do that? If they refuse to resign, how would it be restored?
I can't do that all by myself, can I, Hoppy?
Well, there was a conference call last week where a lot of people were on. They seemed to have an idea how to do it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I believe that had there been enough people who were convicted that they had to do what they had to do, I believe it could have happened. I put on my website before that meeting that it was canceled. Okay, that they were no one was to show up on the 24th.
Why was it canceled? Because of Deegan's arrest?
I believe it was definitely determined that there weren't going to be enough people to be a show of force to show the elected officials who are our servants that they have done wrong and the people will not stand for it.
Phil Hudock, chairman of the Constitution Party in West Virginia, former candidate for Senate and governor. Phil, thanks for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Yes, and if your listeners would like to go to hudock.info, that's my website. And if they contact you and need more information, have me on again.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll take a break and be back.